talking money, hang up on them.
Gang.
Yeah, my bitch got my name on them.
Name.
Let my nuts hang on them.
Hang.
Niggas get jammed, they sang on you.
Sang.
Niggas that trippin', bang on them.
Bang.
Gang, 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 gang on them.
Gang.
Put your fingers in the earth.
Bang.
Twist them up. Gang on them.
Bang, bang.
Gang, bang.
Gang, gang, bang,
bang.
Gang, bang.
Me, my young niggas.
Gang, bang.
Rip the same gang.
Gang,
bang. I'm tougher than Suge Knight.
Gang,
fuck with me, you get shot, ho.
Gang, bang.
Might fuck around and lose your life.
Gang.
Like Big and Park.
Ho.
What's a piece of Big and Park?
Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of this NBA Sports Talk on Dumpster Juice Radio. This is a special edition. This is that Thanksgiving edition. Gonna give you them turkey picks. Get you right for tomorrow. Man, Duke last night.
Popped. They got
Stephen
popped.
Stephen F. Austin.
They got popped.
Did they run into a trap? Or they
Bud
just
saw.
Everybody's got a plan till they get hit in the mouth.
That's it. That's
now,
all
hit in the mouth.
And you got to learn how to react.
Couldn't recover. Looked like an average Joe Blow, mid-major, regular, run-of-the-mill, everyday college team that choked at the end of that game.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen Duke do something like that. Go down there, lose the ball, get kicked out. Not just lose the ball.
Pressure.
Then when the ball got loose on the floor, they were shocked. Everybody standing around looking at for somebody else to make the play.
Mm-hmm.
Duke kicks the ball out. Oh, boy, went to the house. He knew what to do with it, didn't he? Coach said dude had 5 surgeries. Said, man, listen, I was worried about him trying to dunk that ball because I figured if he tried to dunk, he wouldn't have enough leap ability at the end of the game because of all the surgeries he had. So dude banged up as a college player, man. Dude laid it off the glass. Crazy. Big wins for Stephen F. Austin, man. That's crazy, crazy, crazy. Mason Rudolph, man, you guys bench him going into this week for Duke. Is that because of Mason Rudolph's performances on the field? Is that because y'all just want to keep him out of?
Yeah, keep him out of harm way. That
keep
pressure.
Him out of harm.
Little pressure. We don't want no pressure on this. We trying to high hit man for them Browns.
Don't want no back fallout, no little janky fallout from.
We just want somebody gonna go out there and play.
Yeah, don't have to worry about all the stuff that went on and everything.
Don't have to worry about
no
none
distractions,
of
none of that.
No distractions.
You can play with a clear mind, clear conscience.
You can boo him all on the sidelines.
And this other guy gonna be over here running this football team.
There you go.
Because
he too young for that type of pressure. That was veteran, then you would want him in there, but.
Let him sit this one out.
Plus, he ain't looking good anyway.
All the above.
Right.
He wasn't ain't playing good, good anyway, and it makes sense to not have him out there anyway. So,
this game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So go on, just pull him on back and just hold what you got, huh? Hold what you got. Man, watching a little bit of your Lakers the other night. You know, defensively, Lakers are tough, man. They're long, man. It's hard. If you don't shoot the ball, if you can't make jump shots against them.
Even if you do make jump shots, can you make them the whole game?
Yeah, because you can't get the rebound.
They get so many points, fast break points off of the defense. And the turnovers and the tip passes. It's hard, man.
Man,
and then we got Iguodala waiting in the wings. He coming.
So, man, you really got an opportunity to have if you get Iguodala, if you get Iggy, you're going to have him. You're going to have Bradley Beal. Not Bradley Beal, but I can't ever call this dude's name. What's his name? The one that's hurt with the hamstring right now. Bradley.
Avery Bradley.
Avery Bradley. You have those two on your perimeter. With AD back and LeBron limping into the mix, man, that's a good defense. That's the best defensive team in the league right there.
Pretty much.
Period.
Yeah.
And then take your poison. Who you put back? AD isn't even going to be playing the five, so you got to throw Dwight Howard or JaVale McGee in the block shots on top of that. So I don't really see no kind of way you can – there's no way they're not supposed to be able to get stops.
They're going to get stops.
In like, the crucial times, you know, when you need a turnover, like everybody makes the run.
And then LeBron pushed the ball so hard after them turnovers.
Man.
That's what's killing.
Well, LeBron didn't have to push the ball hard. It's like – you want a guy to push his ball hard.
No, I'm talking about them long, full-court passes.
LeBron can literally flick the ball from goal to goal with his wrist. Just
Yeah.
On a dime.
Because once they see that deflection, they take it off.
Yeah.
And then you got the one with the ball. He's looking.
He get it to get it to somebody.
Look like a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that leads to, like, you can't even – them layups. Not no tough, contested basket. Those are layups.
No, layup drills. Before the game, easy lay-ins, just easy, fast break points. Man, enough basketball, though, man. You know, we're going to get into that basketball. Christmas is going to really bring the big time. The basketball into it, but just the way with all the injuries and stuff, I don't think those Christmas
But are we going to go on record and say that the Clippers are your team now? You done turned Golden State loose, right? You not Golden State fan right now, Cole.
Man, listen, man.
Kevin Durant gone.
I'm a Chicago Bulls fan. I'm riding the LaVine wave right now. LaVine.
No, hot. You ain't.
He hot right
we
now.
We done had how many episodes?
And we don't talk about
it. How many episodes have we had? That's the first time you brung LaVine up now.
This be episode 43. Heck, we mentioned last week. I don't know what we doing, man. Our leading scorer, the coach benches him. And then the next game, you depend on him to win at the end of regulation. So, we still got a mystery going on in Chicago, man. Derrick Rose left us in shambles, man. The injury to Derrick Rose left our whole organization in shambles, man. Joakim Noah didn't hold up. We just went down, man. We got to find another diamond in the rough, man. That's all it is.
I got you.
Kobe White, you know, he good, but ain't Derrick Rose good.
I got you.
Get into these games real quick, man. We on a short schedule today, man. Tomorrow morning, 11:30 a.m., Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. Chicago -4 at the Lions.
Chicago. And Driscoll might not even play.
Is he hurt, banged up?
I think he banged up, too.
Man, Chicago has to win that game.
They got to win it, and they don't have no other choice but win it.
But, well, are they going to win it?
That's the thing. They,
I just don't
Detroit's so janky on Turkey Day.
I swear.
That
man.
You don't know how to bet.
And why does Detroit play every Turkey Day? I'm so sick of seeing them. Remember all the years we watched Barry Sanders lose on Turkey Day?
Yeah, I know. I remember that.
Come on, man.
But it's a tradition. But it need to be broken.
God, what was that quarterback they had back then? Was it Scott
Mitchell? Cowboy, why everybody get a Cowboy right to play every week, too?
Yeah.
That's every Thanksgiving thing. Like that.
Same thing. America's team. They got to get a chance to play in there. I like the mix of the Saints-Falcons, but the Falcons ain't good, so that's not even a good game. So, honestly, the NFL, I think, should have put the Cowboy game and the Bills game as the late game and had the Saints and Hawks game be...
I ain't even watching that game.
The Saints and Falcons game should be like...
I'm going to look at it, but I ain't watching it.
Man, I swear to goodness. The Saints and Falcons game should be...
The first game.
First game, and then the Bears-Lions, then... Bills, Cowboys.
Yeah, girl, I don't want to see neither one of them, but that's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm going to end my night watching a New Orleans team that's overrated play a Atlanta Falcons team that can't play dead.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I'm still debating, man. I'm going to be in Atlanta. I don't know if we're going to go to that. I'm going to go to that game or not. What's the point? It's a waste of time. I just want them to watch on TV. What are you going to see?
Don't know. Don't care.
Man, but anyway, Bears and Lions. You got the Bears going into the Detroit Ford Field, winning that game. What's the score? -4 Bears.
Sam. Now I'm gonna go 21-17. 21-13.
21-13 Bears.
Yeah.
So you're giving Bears the cover on it.
Yeah.
21-13 Bears. I literally. What's going on with Nagy and Trubisky? But the Matt Patricia done lost the Detroit line. He done flat out lost them boys, man. So I'm gonna say
they got it. Man, you can't lose somebody if you've been in with backup players, like.
So I'm gonna say 14-6. No, I ain't gonna do that, man. I'm gonna go 21-14. No, you said 21-13 then.
Yeah.
So, you go 21-13. I'm going to go 20-10, Bears. Buffalo Bills at the Cowboys. Cowboys -7. Give me the Buffalo Bills.
Winning outright.
Give me the Buffalo Bills 24, Cowboys 21.
Outright win.
Give me that +7.
I'm going to go...
Cowboy fans, I rolled with y'all last
17-10.
Week. 17-10. I rolled with y'all last week. Y'all let me down. I'm not riding with you this week. That defense in Buffalo, good luck to you.
17-10 Bills, outright win.
BA said 17-10. I said, I forgot what I just said.
21-14
Bills. I said 21-14 Bears in the Detroit Lions game. So let me back up on my score. Let me go back with that. Let me go Buffalo 24, Dallas Cowboys 21. 24 Buffalo, 21 Cowboys. Saints at the Falcons. Saints -7. Give me the Saints 28-17. Saints with the cover outright win, obviously.
I'm going to say Saints too. And I'm going to pretty much say Saints going to score by I'm gonna say 30-21.
30-21.
Something like that. Atlanta kind of puts up points on the Saints.
They blew them out at home. I don't know what the reason. I mean, I saw Atlanta
Saints
twice this
definitely
year.
Remember that. They escaped by two last week.
Yeah.
So they're gonna come out playing this week.
Saints played bad twice.
Yeah.
They actually should have lost that game against Carolina.
Yeah,
they missed the kick.
Missed the kick.
So that's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Tennessee Titans at the Colts. Colts minus 2.5. Give me the Tennessee Titans. We have to win. That's a playoff game for us. So give me the Tennessee Titans. 28-24 over the Colts.
I like the Colts, and I definitely like them 17-13.
17-13 Colts. Buccaneers at the Jags. Jags minus 1. Give me the Buccaneers all day long in the state of Florida. Give me Jameis Winston plus 1. I'll go 28-27 Bucks.
And I'm going to go, I like the Bucks in this game. Tired of picking the Jags and they ain't
holding up. Minshew man is over. It's Nick Foles time.
I'm going to go 21-14.
Carolina Panthers minus 10 hosting the Redskins. Give me the Carolina Panthers 35-14. Panthers. Blowout. Minus 10.
I'm
going
to go 28-10.
28-10. Blowout.
Yeah.
New York Jets minus 3.5 at the Bengals. Give me the Jets. Give me the Jets 27-17.
I'm going to say Jets, and I'm going to go 24-17.
24-17 Jets. San Francisco 49ers at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens hosting the Niners at 12 o'clock. NFL, what is wrong with you? You have flex scheduling. We want this game to be the night game. Why is this game playing at 12 o'clock?
Because they crazy.
This is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This is the Niners versus the Ravens. NFL, what are you doing?
The league hadn't adjusted to the 49ers being good.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Why, though? Because they're a West Coast team?
I don't know what it is, but they haven't adjusted to the 49ers being... 49ers done played like 3 games that should have been played at a different time.
Yeah.
Because they're good. We want to see them play.
You play the Packers. Aaron Rodgers going up against that. You got a prime time that game, right?
Yeah.
It didn't do it. And now you got them going against Lamar Jackson, the hottest thing in football. These are the 2 biggest stories in football. Noon game, while every other game is going on.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You got to maximize that schedule like that.
I believe they're going to change that.
Dude, they haven't. They already announced the schedule.
Oh, okay. So.
They stuck. They didn't do it. They did not choose it. They had an opportunity to do it, and they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, San Francisco Niners, 49ers hosting the, at the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens hosting the Niners. Ravens minus 6. I am going to go... I am going to go San Francisco 49ers on the road against the Ravens. I am going to go Baltimore Ravens 28, San Francisco 49ers 21. Ravens get the win and the cover at home.
I like the 49ers to win outright 24-17.
24-17, he says, 49ers.
Outright win.
Kenny Mack, you hear him. He always picking against you. That's your NFC North Division rival right there. He going to pick against you no matter what. I don't care what the scenario is. He picking against the Ravens.
No, it ain't. Now, if I'm betting money of my own, I'm going with the better team.
Okay, so you going – so the Niners are the better team?
No, I'm not betting.
Oh, you just talking.
I know, I'm just talking on this.
What's your prediction?
No, this is my prediction. This is what I think gonna happen. That's just where I'm trying.
But you gotta say it like if you was betting your money though.
Well then guess what?
What?
I like them 49ers to win. Period. I'm just not betting.
Okay. So
but I still like them.
So what's the score prediction?
21-17.
Niners.
Yes, sir.
Man.
I'm trained that way.
Okay. NFC North sounds like me. Philadelphia Eagles minus 9 at the Dolphins. I really think the Dolphins are going to get a Eagles fits in this game. So I'm going to go 27-24 Eagles, but give the Dolphins the cover. I'm not giving them 9 points.
Nah, man. I'm going out on a limb. Dolphins win. Dolphins win outright.
Barry Carson.
21-22.
Carson Wentz funeral.
Over with. I'm tired of them.
Carson Wentz funeral is on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm tired of them, Eagles.
Wow, y'all heard it here first on Dosage Juice Radio. RIP Carson Wentz. Green Bay Packers at the New York Giants. Packers -6.5 at the Giants. I think the Packers are going to explode on the Giants. 35.
They love a soft team.
35-21.
Blowout. I'm going to say 28-14.
Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Backup quarterback after backup quarterback after backup quarterback is playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And you're trying to hide Mason Rudolph. You're trying to make sure that he doesn't get an opportunity to be on the field and get some revenge tactics, you know, some little late hits, maybe a low blow, maybe a sling down, a face mask or something like that. So you don't want Mason Rudolph out there stirring the pot. And it's a big game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who's trying to maintain their position in the playoff, the wild card hunt. So it's a lot going into this game. And then if you play the other guy, you can still use Rudolph as a changeup instead of leaving Rudolph and going to the other guy. You kind of know what you're going to get out of Rudolph. You don't really know what you're going to get out of Duck. So I think if you throw him out there, Rudolph can come close the game. So it's kind of smart. Mike Tomlin is doing a real big time. He coaching like a manager in the big leagues right now.
Man, Mike Tomlin, the best coach in football.
Mike Tomlin coaching ball right now.
Coach of the year.
He really is coaching ball. He honestly is.
And I definitely like Pittsburgh 24-17.
Oh, my God.
At the big catch-up bottom.
No close. I mean, ain't going to be no dog fight.
24-17. Buck Hodges will win.
Oh, my goodness. He's a Duck fan now, man. Sound like he got the enthusiasm he had when Mason Rudolph was named the starter. That's what it sounds like to me, man. Duck going to do his all. He's going to do his job out there.
That's what I want.
24-17 at the ketchup bottle, huh?
Big ketchup bottle. Not one of them little ones. The big ketchup bottle.
Listen, man. I'm taking Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, and Nick Chubb. We ain't going to put it in the hands of Mayfield. We ain't going to worry about him. We're going to do a little bit of something. But you know he liable to mess up.
Do you realize we got good defense?
I understand. That's why I didn't put nothing on Mayfield. I'm saying that Odell's going to make enough plays. Jarvis is going to make enough plays. Chubb is going to make enough plays. And they're going to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers because Duck is going to give me 2 turnovers in the first half. That's going to be the difference of the game. Cleveland Browns knock off Pittsburgh Steelers. 24-21 Browns.
Not going to happen.
That's what's going to happen right there. 24-21 Browns.
Not going to happen.
Going to break your back. And don't cut your phone off after that. L.A. Rams against the Cardinals. Man.
Do I got a pick?
Rams versus Cardinals. Rams -3 at the Cardinals.
Free fall for the Rams. Man. I'm going 17-14, Kyler Murray.
I'm going to go 21-20, Kyler Murray.
Yes, sir. Free fall for the Rams. They lost that last week against the Ravens in Monday night fashion.
And Rams fans, let me tell you this right now. If you win, you still got a little chance, but you got to think. The teams ahead of you are going to be 8-3. So, like, I don't understand. You're going to be
begging, man, they on the crawling. Ship and it's sinking fast.
Yeah, you at 6-5, everything above you is 8-3. I don't know what you're going to do playoff-wise, so it just doesn't
matter. The iceberg.
And you have no chance. The division is out of reach. It's done. You have no chance.
Man, the iceberg is caving in on the Titanic.
It's crazy, 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 man. Rams, it was cool. You hired a very young coach, the youngest coach in the league, and he was the sexy pick. Everybody was behind him. I think he's been exposed. I think it's a little too big for his britches right now.
Nah, they just ain't have no real quarterback.
And you have paid Jared Goff. The reason I say I think there's an issue with Sean McVay because he hasn't been able to reel this team in. They got good talent on this team, yeah.
But they ain't got no quarterback.
They got.
You can have all the talent.
But you married Jared Goff, $110 million guaranteed over the next 4 years, and that deal don't start until next year. So you married Jared Goff, and Jared Goff is playing like crap right now. Does Jalen Ramsey sign with y'all?
Did he?
He hasn't yet. Does Jalen Ramsey sign a long-term deal with the Rams right now?
No. I thought that was part of the deal to get him over there.
It ain't signed.
Oh, come on to Pittsburgh. We ain't got no money.
The way the Rams look right now, would he sign long term with him?
We ain't got nowhere to spend our money.
Man, golly, that's crazy to me. So, yeah, I'm all in on Kyler Murray against those Rams, man. I think y'all are going free fall. I think the bottom has fallen out.
Yeah.
I think the sky is falling.
The sky is falling, definitely, for sure.
Oakland Raiders at the Kansas City Chiefs. That could be another situation where the sky is falling. Oakland Raiders look so bad against the Jets, man. Chiefs need a big win. Chiefs minus 10. Can Chiefs cover 10 against the Raiders? I think absolutely. I say 35.
Chiefs cover.
I say 35-21 Chiefs. I think they can light them up.
Who the Chiefs playing?
They hosting the Raiders. After the Raiders got blew out
Chiefs
last week.
Chiefs going to pop the duck.
Knock them off.
We're going to knock them off.
Get them
and
on
I'm
going
to go. I'm going to go 28-24 Chiefs.
Yeah, I said 35.
It's going to be 28-35 in that area.
Yeah, they're going to score. There's no way. There's no way Mahomes doesn't toss 3 to 4 touchdowns tomorrow.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I mean. There's no way. Because if the Jet is – Sam Darnold can pick you apart, what Mahomes going to do to you?
That defense going to be just like Swiss cheese.
No resistance, B.A.?
Bunch of holes in it. That's what it is. When he get through with them.
Oh, man. He ain't going to be able to call it. He going to be shredded cheese then, ain't he?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. Mahomes finna come back, man.
God.
And anybody step in the Chiefs' way from this point on finna get popped.
Finna get mauled, you think?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
God. If they play a little bit of defense.
They ain't got that now.
That dang Madden curse, man. Put him on the cover of Madden and dislocate his kneecap. Golly. L.A. Chargers at the Broncos. We say what we want to say about the Chargers, but I got to take the Chargers in that game. Chargers against the Broncos. Just because Broncos doesn't have a quarterback. And dude showed me last week that he ain't a capable NFL starter. Really?
Right.
So that first time he came in, I was like, he looked pretty good.
Chargers.
Give me the Chargers.
And all day.
I ain't going to go too high scoring. I'm going to say 24-17 Chargers.
I'm going to say 24-20 Chargers.
24-20 Chargers. New England Patriots -3 at the Texans. The Patriots are the sorriest 10-1 team I've ever seen in my life. They're the most dead in the water 10-1 team.
And they will be the sorriest 11-1 team after Sunday.
After Sunday, because they're going to maul down through the Texans. Texans are not for real. They got a great quarterback, a great receiver.
But that it's not – listen, let me tell you what's wrong with that team. The team is not orchestrated right.
System.
They're not built from the trenches. Like, you had your D-line.
They're built outside in instead of inside out.
Yeah, they got wide receiver. You know, they got good player, but they ain't got nothing inside.
If you have Deshaun Watson, you wouldn't trade it for a left tackle. You got Tunsil Oliver, Miami. If you got Deshaun Watson, you must have J.J. Watt and Jadeveon Clowney on the other side of the ball.
Why would you get rid of Clowney like he's just
– That's your
like
punch.
Like he's expendable.
Yeah, that's your punch. I don't understand what y'all did with that, man. So, in that game right there, New England Patriots -3 at the Texans. Sunday Night Football. I don't want y'all in that situation. I think y'all should be flexed out of that for the 49ers game. But I guess it is the Patriots. I guess it is Deshaun Watson. I guess people will watch it because it's Sunday Night Football. New England Patriots are not very good on offense right now. So 24-20 Patriots. I give them the win and the cover.
What's the spread?
3. -3 Patriots on the road.
I say 21-17 Patriots. That's pretty much. Man, 21-13.
Yeah, they'll do enough to get that field goal to beat them at the end. You know how they do. That's just what they got going on, man. Arena Football League is over with as of today. Period.
Forever.
That's it.
Why? Wow,
it ceased operations.
Wow.
I mean, who watches Arena Football? How many times have you watched it on TV?
No, I don't watch.
So, Arena Football League.
It used to come on like midnight.
The Arena Football League announced Wednesday it is ceasing operation as filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy. We're all disappointed we couldn't find a way forward, and we wanted to thank our fans, our players, coaches, everyone who loved the Arena Football League for all these years. Commissioner Grandma Bo says, we all love the game and try very hard to make it successful, but we simply weren't able to raise the capital necessary to grow the league and resolve the substantial legacy liabilities and make it financially viable.
Pretty much sums it up.
Running for
went broke.
There it is.
Yeah, one broke.
How do you market the Arena Football League?
Yeah, it ain't.
I think the Arena Football League years ago should have been something that you take away, because I don't want to go see a kiddie football league with grown men running into each other. Just say, hey, we're not the NFL, but we're going to put together a professional football team and you play 11-on-11 on a 100-yard field, 50 yards wide. Mm-hmm. I'll go watch that. I go say, man, this kid can play. And I'll root for this kid to maybe get a shot with the Cowboys, get a shot with the Packers, or get a shot with the Vikings or somebody like that. But in the Arena Football League, what's the ceiling in that?
Yeah, you're right.
What you're doing in the Arena Football League really doesn't translate.
That's going to translate to the NFL.
And the last kid I seen
upside to it.
Seen do that was that kid that was related to Dwayne Bowe on Hard Knocks with the Kansas City Chiefs. He came out. He was a big old kid, but he had some success before he went to the Arena Football League. And on that show, he ended up going and making the Chiefs. But that's the last dude I knew that did anything about it. Because what you're doing, the routes you're running, running back 20 yards behind the line of scrimmage, taking off, timing the snap count, that's not very that don't relate to the NFL at all. So, yeah, Arena Football League is out of there, man. NCAA upheld the 12-game suspension for the Memphis freshman. Talking about he got to pay $11,500, but he can't have a job because he's an NCAA player. Just doesn't make any sense to me, man. Jerry Jones on Jason Garrett. Why he didn't fire him after that game, he's not going to fire him during the season because he hasn't done it. Mm-hmm. What's the deal with that? What's the deal with the Cowboys? Is there any way that he makes it through this year?
If he go to Super Bowl. And the only way that the Dallas Cowboys are going to Super Bowl is buy a ticket.
Because they will not play in the Super Bowl.
They will not play
in. Who they going to beat, B.A.?
They ain't won a good game. Ain't beat a good team yet.
Put that just right here. If the Dallas Cowboys were in the AFC, they'd have a shot.
Yeah.
They're not.
This year.
They're not. They're in the NFC. Mm-hmm. Can they beat the 49ers on the road?
No.
Can they beat the Ravens on the road?
They ain't beat no.
Can they beat Seattle on the road?
They not beating.
Can they go to Minnesota and beat somebody? No. Can they go?
Couldn't even beat Minnesota.
Can they go to New Orleans and beat the Saints? We already know they can't do that.
No.
Who are they going to beat? So what's the hope? They just taking up a spot, right? You're going to win your division, Cowboys.
Look like they're going to get in at 8-8, too.
You're going to win your division at 8-8, and you're going to have a home playoff game, and you're going to play a team that's got a better record than y'all, and they're going to maul you. And it's going to be embarrassing. Mm-hmm. And you're going to make all the excuses in the world, but no. You get what you pay for. You gave Zeke $90 million, and you're down there on the 11-yard line in the fourth quarter of a game that you didn't move the ball at all, and you're trying to beat Tom Brady, and you decided to kick a field goal down 7. What was getting 3 points going to do to help you?
Not much.
You needed a touchdown to tie the game, period, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you thought that kicking a three was going to help you because if you scored a touchdown, you would win, you still needed a touchdown, right? Your best chance to score a touchdown was from the 11-yard line.
They wanted them style points. Look.
You go, you get down on the 14-yard line. You hand the ball to Zeke. He picks up 3 yards. Yeah. You throw two incomplete passes after that, and then you kick a field goal. Didn't you pay your running back $90 million?
Something like that.
Last time I checked, if the Pittsburgh Steelers and Bill Cowher had Jerome Buss at the 14-yard line
in a game, they going to get it to him.
I think we're going to get the ball to him.
In the red zone.
At least twice during that red zone thing. If not, 4 times in a row.
Yeah.
And if you can't pick up 10 yards from the 11-yard line,
you don't deserve to win.
Don't deserve to win, man. I said it was like kicking the field goal was like punting without just giving the ball back to him. Mm-hmm. Why punt from the 11-yard line? Go for it, right?
There you go.
And if you turn it over, they get the ball on the 11 against your defense.
Mm-hmm.
Something janky can happen there. Fumble, strip sack, pick, make them punt, shank it, run it back, all that. Jerry Jones, man, pitiful. He wants to run the team, be the GM, be the coach. He want to do all that. Mm-hmm. He want to be the trainer. He want to give out the medical staff to – he want to run everything, man. He just need to be an owner and move back. But it'll never happen, man.
Right.
It'll never happen. And we'll close the show. College football rankings, man. Ohio State leapfrogs LSU.
They know the quarterback hurt. They know the quarterback hurt.
What you mean?
They know the quarterback hurt on Alabama.
Yeah, but I'm saying like, how's Ohio State, because LSU beat up on Arkansas, how's Ohio State jumping them? They made Ohio State number one, LSU failed number two.
But Alabama out of it, too.
Yeah, but Georgia is right there. Georgia has to play LSU. More than likely, LSU's going to beat Georgia, not Georgia out of it. Then Alabama's going to slide in, mm-hmm. to my the way I see it.
Well, you might be right.
But if Utah wins their championship, do you put Utah over Alabama into the college football playoff? If you do, I'm not watching.
Nah. Utah not getting in. They're just making it look good. Storyline.
They'll be a conference champion, but they can't jump Alabama, right?
No, they're not.
So the only way Alabama doesn't get into this is if they don't beat Auburn or if Georgia beats LSU.
Right.
That's it.
But I don't think Alabama deserved to get in there now.
Because Tua's hurt?
Yeah, because Tua's hurt.
I mean, you can't look at the team because one player's hurt.
But who are they going to beat? They're not beating none of them teams.
We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
We don't.
So you think Alabama honestly can go win without their quarterback?
What if they play better without Tua?
Man, I don't see
Bingo. It. I said,
I mean,
told
what
you,
if, but listen, I don't see it.
Okay, listen, check this out. I sit there and told you, I think we agreed on it. Mm-hmm. After the LSU game, as good as LSU played, Tua played an unbelievable game. And mm-hmm. I said to you, if they replay that game, Alabama wins it. If they replay that game, Alabama wins it. Remember I said that? I still mm-hmm. feel that way. And so if this other quarterback can hold up, Alabama's right there. Alabama's not a bad football team, yeah? Mm-hmm. And they had their one loss. You know how teams do when they had their loss, they catch their stride. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right. Well, we'll see.
We'll see. I just don't see any other way for them not to get in because if they beat Auburn, that's a big time win for them. And their one loss is against LSU. Who got a better resume? Well, I can't say that because they haven't really played nobody.
That's my point.
Yeah, they ain't really got that signature win over nobody.
Yeah.
So Auburn would be their biggest win. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they if it was another quarter in that game, they beat LSU.
Mm-hmm.
That's just where it goes.
Yeah, we realized that too.
They beat LSU. Tua came on. Tua played his butt off, man. Like Tua made a believe out of
me. He did everything he could do.
He made a believe out of me, man. He honestly
because we
did.
Knew that first drive when he fumbled that ball that he knew he was about to get hit and he just panicked.
And it was in his head. Yep.
It was in his head.
We definitely knew. Was, man. Yeah, man. I went by your mom's house, picked up that old red velvet cake, man. Yes, sir.
Who
yes,
is?
Indeed. Me.
What you mean?
I picked up old red velvet, man.
A red velvet
yeah,
cake?
Yeah, why your face look like that, man?
What you doing getting a red velvet cake from off there?
What you mean? That's my favorite cake. What you talking about?
Well, go cook it.
No. I got it from the source. I got it from where it didn't come from.
You supposed to cook it yourself.
No, sir.
I could have made you a red velvet cake.
No, sir. You don't even like red velvet cake, so leave that alone. Stay out of that there.
No, I don't like it, but I can make one. No.
How you going to make it?
I can make a red velvet cake.
Man, listen, man. That's the best cake it is out there. Period. Hands down, bar none. And listen, I won't be here tomorrow, so I do have a plate that's going to be coming. They're going to send my plate going to be over here in your refrigerator tied up. So I told your daughter to tie 7 knots in the bag so you don't get up.
No, I ain't bringing no only plate I'm bringing.
You ain't got nothing
here.
To do with this. You ain't got nothing to do with this. Oh, you just got to sit back. Just leave my plate alone.
No.
So I'm going to retrieve my plate out of your refrigerator when I get back.
No.
From your mama house. Yes, sir.
No.
That's what family do.
No, we ain't doing that.
Yes, sir. Leave my plate alone, man. Don't touch my plate, man. Don't just radio. You heard it here first. B.A. touch my plate. We throwing hands. Simple as that. Everybody have a good Thanksgiving. We out.
You got your shit and we on it, yeah. They say they gonna kill me.
What else?
They say they gonna rob me.
What else?
They say they gonna do this and that. To be honest, them niggas just flush. I'm hearing voices in my head saying shit on them. So I'ma fuck this cash up and shit on them. I might pull up, leave them wet, rain on them. Shoot a accurate, they got a good aim on them. Pull up in the phone, whip shit stain on them. My little gangster bitch, we ain't got my name on them. Riding bad with the double G. Swag doper than a quarter key. I got the Jew like I'm Bishop. You soft for the intention. Act tough, you get issues. How about the Lambo with youngster? Take out the trash, you know that he double. I'm sippin' promethazine. I put the act in the slushes from Sunny.
Did,
my little niggas gon' go like a green light. You play with me, they gon' crack like a dummy. Hey,
they ain't talking money, hang up on them.
Gang,
yeah, my bitch got my name on them.
Name,
let my nuts hang on them.
Hang,
niggas get jammed, they sang on you.
Sang,
niggas said trippin', bang on them.
Bang,
gang, 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 gang on them.
Gang,
put your fingers in the earth.
Bang,
twist them up. Gang on them. Bang.